Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of November 15, 2008. I'm Anna Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Global gender gaps shrink. The economic, political, and educational gender gaps have shrunk globally, with equality between women and men improving in more than two-thirds of 130 countries analyzed in the annual Global Gender Gap Index, which was released by the World Economic Forum earlier this month. Worldwide women's health and life expectancy, however, keep worsening. The report measured the size of gender gap in four critical areas of inequality, including economic participation and opportunity, educational attainment, political representation, and health and survival. The United States, ranked 27th overall, made progress in politics, hitting a record for the number of women in political decision-making positions. The gender wage gap is still strong, with women's estimated average annual earnings at $25,000 and $40,000 for men. Scandinavian countries Norway, Finland, Sweden, and Iceland were ranked best in terms of gender equity, with Norway ranking the highest in the world. Yemen was ranked at the bottom, just behind Chad, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan. More news to cheer this week. Taiwan has called on Japan to apologize to the so-called comfort women, about 2,000 former sexual slaves held by the Japanese army during World War II. Taiwan's resolution followed a similar call from South Korea last month, adding to mounting pressure on Japan to apologize formally. The U.S. Congress passed a similar resolution in July 2007. Women who have been gang-raped and brutally beaten by the members of the Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's ruling party for challenging his dictatorship are telling their stories to AIDS-Free World, an advocacy group founded last year by Stephen Lewis, the Zimbabwe's former United Nations ambassador. The group is recording their stories in an effort to bring rapists to justice and build a court case. Father Roy Bourgeois, a priest in Georgia, has been warned by the Vatican that he will be excommunicated if he does not renounce the ordination of women. The Catholic news agency reports that Bourgeois has refused to do so. "It is my conscience that compels me to do the right thing," he wrote in a letter to church officials. Women have begun patrolling the border with Pakistan as part of India's security forces, reducing the gender barriers in high-risk jobs, The Times of India reported. Some recruits will be posted in in-hospital terrain along the border, but will mostly be used to frisk women who cross the border fence to cultivate land. A longtime defender of battered women, Michael Dowd of New York, has subpoenaed 1,000 complaints of child sexual abuse in the Orthodox community gathered by radio personality and New York Assembly member Dov Hykind. Hykind invited his radio show listeners to discuss their experiences and now claims that he has the complaints and the names of 60 sexual predators in the community. He says he has them under lock and key in his office, and he will not turn them over because the people who spoke openly to him swore him to secrecy. Now for the downside of news, Cheers! Women make up 60% of the world poor. Women suffer disproportionately from poverty, health problems, lack of education, and oppression, according to the November 12 State of the World Population 2008 report by the United Nations Population Fund. Females represent three-fifths of the world's poorest, two-thirds of the world's illiterate, and 70% of children who do not have access to education, the report stated. Sexual violence plays a role in most of the world's armed conflicts. 500,000 women die from preventable childbirth and pregnancy complications each year, and 10 to 15 million more are permanently disabled. Despite laws preventing women's rights violations, including outlawing practices such as genital mutilation, cutting, and child marriages, the practices continue in many countries and are often conducted with the consent of the girl's mother. Women's rights violations can be reduced by changing cultural values from within and integrating them into development policies. Culturally sensitive programming is key to building this common ground, the UN report concluded. More news to cheer this week. CBC News reported that roughly 1,500 students and teachers stayed home from the Kandahar city school the day after three Afghan girls were seriously burned in an acid attack by two men on a motorcycle. Between 7,000 and 8,000 female veterans are homeless, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. As women increase in the military, their homelessness after service is a new and worrisome problem for the government. President Tabaré Vázquez of Uruguay vetoed a legislative bill that would have legalized abortion during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, France Press reports. The bill would have ended the country's 70-year-old abortion ban. The glass ceiling in Israeli politics is strong despite Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni's efforts to become Prime Minister. 32 women ran for mayor nationwide in the November 11th municipal elections, but only 3 were elected. Reuters reports that Eshna Momeni, a graduate student at Northridge campus of California State University, was released from Iranian prison. Momeni, held on security charges over her involvement with a women's rights equality campaign, was working on a documentary when she was arrested. Also noted in the news this week, women working part-time jobs have firmly become part of Dutch culture, according to a November 11 report from the Social and Cultural Planning Office. Women work part-time by choice in Holland, more than in any other European country, emphasizing traditional roles of taking care of children, hobbies, and their own social contacts. These news briefs were compiled by Julia Anglehescu. Vida Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Ana Maria Roque.